I'm on the phone with Shannon Schlecht, the new executive director of the Agricultural Utilization Research Institute. Shannon, I'm excited to talk to you about this new opportunity in Minnesota. Before we talk about your plans at AURI, let's get to know you a little bit. Talk about your background in agriculture and what has brought you to this point in your career.
Sounds good, Mark, and it's happy to be talking with you today. So I grew up on a small grain and cattle farm in southeastern North Dakota, is where I started my agricultural career, I guess you could say, helping out on the farm and doing all that fun work that many of us have done for years. Then I went on to a school at North Dakota State University where I did a undergraduate degree in agricultural economics. Took a year off and went over to Germany to do an exchange program through the 4-H program called IFE. I came back and did a graduate degree in agricultural economics at North Dakota State, and then started my professional career in the wheat industry. So I spent 14 years with U.S. Wheat Associates, which is a trade association, a nonprofit trade association that works on developing export opportunities and adding value to U.S. wheat in the export arena. And that it was important because roughly 50% of the wheat that's produced in the U.S. is exported around the world. So that gave me a great background of experiences and different skills that I plan to bring to ORI in this role as executive director. And I can dig into those a little bit deeper. One of the first roles that I had was really working with customers one-on-one, working with our flour millers and bakers and exporters and all the different members of the value chain to show how U.S. wheat performed better or was a better value than some of the competitor wheats. And I know at ORI, we look at adding value and showing ways that agriculture can be used in new ways and that it's useful for new products. And I think there's some tie in there that I think will be beneficial as I go into this role. And then my latest role, Mark, was in policy work and really was a broad-based look at, for the organization, looking at what are some of the market access barriers and what are some new market opportunities that we can create through new policies by working with the U.S. government and working with other partners and stakeholders in agriculture to try to move forward. And that included, of course, a lot of strategic planning and looking, where are we today and where do we want to be in 5 to 10 years from now, and really setting some programs and goals and getting those activities in place to reach those objectives.
What are some of those policy issues that are at the forefront right now that as you transition into your new role with ORI, Shannon, you're going to be looking at them, you're going to be studying them and really focusing on them?
Sure. Well, in my previous role, a lot of the work was on, how biotechnology, for example, was one of the key issue areas that I covered. And just everything that was happening on biotechnology, whether it be new research and innovation, new traits that were coming to different crops, of course, tolerances and low level presence and all of those issues that can create some problems in the marketplace if they're not handled correctly. But I think looking at that and the bio-based opportunities and potential that biotechnology has from Minnesota agriculture will be an area that I'll definitely be spending some time focusing on. The other area was just expanding new markets and looking at what are our opportunities for products that we grow here in the U.S. and grow in Minnesota, and where do they have opportunities, both locally and around the world. And as we work on trade negotiations and the role of small and medium enterprises and getting more involved in the trade picture, because 95% of consumers live outside the U.S., that was an area where I spent a lot of time. And I think that's another area that ORI looks at in terms of what are our possible new markets and market opportunities. And, of course, working with its partners and stakeholders that are much more active in that area to try to find new value-added opportunities for Minnesota agricultural products.
You have an extensive global background working with wheat exports and things of that nature, but I think about a state like Minnesota that has such a strong renewable fuels industry and also the byproducts of those renewable fuels. Talk about that angle a little bit as you come on board here and how you would like to approach renewable fuels as the executive director.
Sure. Well, I think there's a great opportunity for renewable fuels, renewable energy, and the co-products that are created from renewable fuel side. There's, you know, and it's not just renewable fuels, but I think looking at all the different opportunities for agriculture and that in a bio-based material or bio-based products. On the wheat side, there obviously wasn't as much focus on the biofuels just because of the cost effectiveness of wheat starch versus corn starch and others. So there's some learning to do there with the staff and with the partners that we have on board here at ORI. But I think it's a great opportunity, and I look forward to diving into that and perhaps bringing some different perspectives to the renewable energy from looking at it from more of a, not necessarily a beginner role, but from a different perspective, or maybe a fresh perspective to looking at renewable fuels and looking at what are opportunities are there other areas for co-products in terms of adding value, and just look forward to learning more about that process and providing hopefully some of the background I've gained and experience to add that to the work that ORI is already doing and that Minnesota Agriculture is already doing through the biofuel initiatives.
Have you identified another area or two of Minnesota agriculture that you think some fresh ideas might benefit, or maybe it's been not focused on enough or is underperforming? I know you're yet to begin this new job, but that's not until the fall. But as you assess Minnesota agriculture and looking at areas that could be improved upon, do you see any?
Well, you've got such a diversity of agriculture in Minnesota, which makes it very exciting for me to dig into this role with ORI and to look at what's being done here already to add value to Minnesota agriculture and looking at new innovative ideas. I think the natural, the clean labels and natural foods is an area of interest to me in terms of how can we get ahead of the marketplace or preempt some of those trends in terms of positioning Minnesota agriculture to capture some of those realities that we're seeing in the marketplace. I also think there's just a lot of work that can be done in terms of educating and that ORI can take a role or a position there in terms of, it's not just the food side of the agricultural chain, but showing what science can do to create new products for agriculture and create some excitement and some buzz around agricultural products.
Is marketing the Ag Utilization Research Institute a part of your plan? And what I mean by that is to let more people know about you and what you do and to get more of your resources out in the hands of not only farmers, but just Minnesotans in general?
Definitely. I think ORI is, as I looked at ORI and was looking at the position, it's got a lot of potential, and it's a pretty exciting organization in terms of its mission and looking at how it can foster economic growth and create new products and improve just the opportunities for agricultural producers and the agricultural industry here in Minnesota. I definitely want to get the word out on what ORI is doing. Have a lot of partnerships with the entire gamut of industries that are related and within agriculture and outside of agriculture to show what ORI has done in terms of past successes and what we can position ourselves to do in the future.
Shannon, that's really all I can think of. Are there some other things here that we haven't talked about yet?
No, I think you covered things well, Mark. I'm just looking forward to getting started and to getting to know the players in Minnesota agriculture that I haven't met before in my past roles, and just looking at ways that we can move Minnesota agriculture forward in terms of adding value and partnering with the great associations and businesses that Minnesota already has here.